A scheme run to help people who could be affected by planned cuts to legal aid could be rolled out across the country. Keele University has been trialling an idea where its law students help to support and assist those who can't afford a lawyer or solicitor. Simon Agwall is one of the students involved. He says people haven't been put off by their age or lack of it.
Initially, they didn't actually realise that we were students until we've then given them the knowledge, we've given them a solution maybe. It's then where they've sort of said, oh, how did you get into this? And we say, oh, we're still students at Keele. They've kind of reacted positively. You know, you're still students. I can't believe that. That's amazing. You're doing really well.
First, though, we spend a fair amount of money on legal aid in this country. It's a couple of billion pounds a year. That's too big to work out. It's 39 quid a head for every man, woman and child in England and Wales. And the government says it's too much and it needs to be cut. There's been a pretty fierce fight over it, but the lawyers have lost and the cuts are meant to come into force next month. The battle's not over, though. The president of the Supreme Court, the most senior judge in the land, says it'll undermine the rule of law. Lord Neuberger says it could lead to people taking the law into their own hands.
My worry is that the removal of legal aid for people to get advice about law and get representation in court will start to undermine the rule of law, because people will feel that the government isn't giving them access to justice, and that will either lead to frustration and lack of confidence in the system, or it will lead to people taking the law into their own hands, or a combination of both.
The scheme's aimed at helping people who can't afford legal representatives and will be mainly used in civil areas, so things like welfare, family matters, domestic violence. Caris Booth is also a community legal companion and a law student at Keele University. She says the reaction to the trial scheme so far has been encouraging.
What we're actually doing is helping out with things such as note-taking, the filling in of forms, and just general advice around the court when people come in, where they need to go, sometimes just showing them the simplest of what desk to go to makes life easier for them. And so it's just general roles like that that we'd be providing.
That's Mike Acton, who's studying law at Keele, because one of the ways they're trying to tackle the problem is a scheme called Community Legal Companions, where law students and are trained to help to assist people who don't have a lawyer and to get them through the process. The companions won't be advising people like a solicitor would. Instead, they offer them support along with a variety of different organisations. But how would you feel about getting advice on legal matters from a student? Simon Agwall says age hasn't been a barrier.
I think initially they didn't actually realise that we were students until we've then given them the knowledge, we've given them a solution maybe, and then it's then where they've sort of said, oh, how did you get into this? And we say, oh, we're still students at Keele. They've kind of reacted positively. You know, you're still students, I can't believe that, that's amazing, you're doing really well.
We'll have more on this later on Breakfast, when we'll hear from a woman who's currently getting help from a local student who's taking part in the Community Legal Companion Scheme.
To have someone that is literally sitting in your corner and not fighting your corner but understanding the demands on you at that time is incredible.
One of the things we're talking about today is legal aid. Hearing about a new scheme from a university in Staffordshire that's hoping to support people when the rules around legal aid change next month. From April the 1st, the government plans to cut the multi-billion pound budget, meaning some people will have to start paying for their own solicitors or lawyers. Keele University is trialling a new idea where its law students give support and assistance to people who haven't got any representation during a legal process. BBC Radio Stoke's Rob Adcock has been speaking to one woman who's been using the new scheme.
I left my husband a year ago and have been going through the courts ever since over contact and residency issues. Got involved with a local voluntary group, and they were just starting to discuss the legal companion side of things at that time. It was good to have that sort of nature of support.
So obviously this is quite a complex case. When you were first told about the help that was available, what was your initial reaction?
Yeah, jumped at it. Just for some sort of someone on your side, some emotional support.
A lot of people that I've spoke to so far today say that the emotional support, like you just mentioned there, is a major part of it. In what way does it help?
It's invaluable. The circumstances that we come from and the situation we're constantly faced with on a daily basis means that your confidence and your self-esteem is generally at an all-time low. So to have someone that is literally sitting in your corner and not fighting your corner, but understanding the demands on you at that time is incredible. It gives you a sounding board. It gives you someone just to speak to on a general basis. It gives you a proper companionship, someone that has a brief understanding of the circumstances that you're in, but is there solely to offer a sort of squeeze of the hand or a gentle glance that just lets you know that you're okay, and that although it feels like the whole world is on your shoulders and you can't fight it, that you actually can, and there's someone there supporting you.
The fact that the people that are helping you are students, how did you initially react to that? Was that a positive thing or a negative thing? Because I understand there might be a stigma attached to people that are studying courses.
No, I've been very, very pro-students. Everyone's got to learn at some stage of life, and on-the-job training, regardless of the level of qualification, is essential. And the young women that work with us through these things are generally trying to work into very professional fields and are requiring to gain a really broad spectrum of life experience in a very short space of time. So the more exposure they get to that, the better their practice will be.
With the change in legal aid, without schemes like this, where do you think you'd be?
On your own, in the dock. The process of that, looking back a year ago when this first started, and the prospect of having to stand there on your own is inconceivable. And it would probably ensure that a very vast majority of women and families in my position do not access the legal system and the help that they need to get through what they need to.
BBC Radio Stoke's Rob Adcock finding out about a scheme being trialled by Keele University and how it helped that one local woman there to fight her legal battle. We've been hearing about a scheme in Staffordshire that's hoping to help people when rules around legal aid are changed in the next few weeks. From the start of April, the multi-million pound budget set aside by the government to help people pay for legal aid is being cut. That means some will have to pay for their own legal representation. Keele University is trialling a scheme where its law students help support people without a solicitor or lawyer. One woman's been helped through the scheme. They've got her through a divorce, she told BBC Radio Stoke. Where she would be if that help hadn't been available?
On your own, in the dock. The process of that, looking back a year ago when this first started, and the prospect of having to stand there on your own is inconceivable. And it would probably ensure that a very vast majority of women and families in my position do not access the legal system and the help that they need to get through what they need to.
Richard Miller is head of legal aid at the Law Society of England. He's visiting North Staffordshire today and has popped in, which we're grateful for. Thanks very much for coming in. First of all, can you outline what the planned changes are to legal aid?
The main changes involve cuts in scope of the civil legal aid system. This covers social welfare law, family law. From the 1st of April, the vast majority of family law will no longer qualify for any legal aid whatsoever. Help with welfare benefits with ATOS assessments will be gone completely. All help with employment disputes will be gone, and help for housing, debt and other such disputes will be very severely curtailed. Around 650,000 people who have got help this year would not get help under these new rules.
So what could the impact of these changes be?
The impact on ordinary people is going to be potentially devastating. At the moment, they can go to a law centre, a citizens' advice bureau or a solicitor and get help if their family has broken down, if they're in severe debt problems, if they've got welfare benefits problems. They will simply not be able to get that help in the future. In particular, in family disputes as well, there is going to be a major impact on the courts. More people will have to represent themselves. That means cases will take longer, there will be more contested disputes, which will be very bad for the children in these families. And it means that the entire court system is going to run much more slowly with greater delays, and that is in nobody's interests.
And I suppose a lot of these things won't happen because people just can't afford it if the legal aid's not there. How much does it cost, ballpark figure, to get some of these things through court?
Individual family case that goes through to a fully contested hearing probably costs in legal aid about £2,500. So in the global scheme of things, it's not a huge sum for some serious professional work conducted over the course of a year.
You're getting all defensive of lawyers' fees now, aren't you? But it is a considerable sum that you're not likely to have tucked down the back of the sofa, isn't it?
That's right, yes. It's one of those things. Professional services are expensive. Doctors are expensive. It's just that individual people don't pay for those services. It comes out of the NHS. But yes, you're right. These services are such that ordinary people generally are not able to afford them. And the profession is doing what it can to look at delivering discrete services on fixed fees to make these services more affordable. But there is a limit to what they can do, and it is not going to help people who are on income support be able to afford the services that they need.
Could this mean then that, for example, where couples have split up, they may not get to see their children again because in the past they could have used legal aid to go back to court and get what's legally their right and the child's right?
Very possibly, yes. So if, for example, the mother has the children and is refusing to allow the father contact to them, he will not be able to get legal aid to apply to the court for that. Conversely, if the father has had the children on a contact visit and not returned them, the mother will not be able to get legal aid to apply to get the children back.
You've been speaking, obviously, across the country since this came out to various people in various different roles. I know you've just been talking to a district judge about it. What did they tell you about the scheme?
They said very much what I've been saying, that they really fear what's going to happen to the family courts, that they are going to grind to a halt. The one thing I would say is that the district judge in the local court was very positive about this legal companion scheme that, that Keele University has set up. They do believe that it is something that will provide a significant degree of assistance and free support to people who are unrepresented and are facing this court process alone. So it is something that will provide some help for people, and it's a good example of the academic world and local solicitors coming together to ensure that there is some help for the community here. So it's a really good initiative. It's a really good example of how these worlds can come together and provide that support. But it is not going to be able to replace the full advice that's currently available under legal aid.
I suppose there's nothing that you can do at the Law Society or anyone else about this. It will happen. Come April the 1st, these changes will take place, won't they?
That's right, yes. It was brought in by an Act of Parliament. We had a major campaign about that Act as it was going through, trying to highlight what the effect of these cuts would be. But we're not alone in suffering cuts. Obviously, the welfare budget and very many other budgets are facing severe cuts and severe changes. We're seeing the NHS reforms as well. It's just in the nature of this government that they are determined to bring in these cuts, and they don't seem to understand in many respects the consequences of those cuts to ordinary people on the ground.
And I know we've talked sort of lightheartedly about the fees that solicitors charge. Would that not be one way of making it more affordable to just say, OK, we're going to charge less, or we're not going to make any money on these kind of cases, but we'll do them because we have a social responsibility to do it?
Well, the Clock Initiative is a good example of solicitors doing exactly that. But I have to say, I always wonder when I hear those sort of arguments. If you look at the electricity market, if someone is too poor to be able to afford their electricity bills, what happens? They have a prepayment meter installed that charges them more for their electricity. So why is it only in the legal world that the answer is the lawyers should provide this for free? Nobody else provides services for free to people who can't afford it. So I do find it bizarre that that argument's always made against lawyers.
Thanks very much for coming in. I'm glad you're not charging us for your time. We'd end up arguing all day about it. Lovely to see you. Richard Miller, head of legal aid at the Law Society of England. I know you've got lots to do today, so thanks very much for popping in.
Now, all day on BBC Radio Stoke, we've been hearing about a scheme from Stafford University that's hoping to help people when the rules around legal aid are changed in the next few weeks. From the start of April, the multi-million pound budget set aside by the government to help people pay for legal aid is being cut. That means some people will now have to pay for their own legal representation. Keele University is trialling the scheme, where its law students help support and assist people without a solicitor or lawyer. Steve Kerwin is the secretary of the North Staffordshire Law Society, and he's been supporting the project. Evening, Steve.
Good evening.
We've been hearing about the cuts to the legal aid budget. How is this going to affect people who come to you?
Well, I think describing it as cuts makes it sound almost as though it's of very little significance. In reality, it's the abolition of free or low-cost legal advice and representation for most elements of family and social welfare law. I'm managing director of a practice with offices in Burslem and Stafford, and many, many of our clients, the vast majority of our clients at the moment, are poor and vulnerable, and at present benefit from some assistance under the existing legal aid scheme. From the 1st of April, that's going to be abolished for almost all areas of law, except for very small number of cases where there's been domestic abuse within the recent past, or where there are child protection issues in the sense of local authority involvement.
So just remind us, I mean, in layman's terms, where this goes from the 1st of April. If I'm eligible for legal aid now, where will I stand on the 1st of April?
Well, from the 1st of April, if you are unable to pay for some advice and assistance from a lawyer or other agency, and don't forget, of course, that legal aid cuts don't just impact on law firms, because the legal aid scheme funds many workers at the CABs and other advice agencies, and they're going to be going as well. The reality is that most people are going to end up having to fend for themselves. There'll be information available on the internet if they've got access to the internet and if they're able to interpret that. But for very many of them, there's going to be a real question as to where they can go for assistance when they most need it.
So effectively, we will see perhaps a rise in the number of people who choose to represent themselves in court.
Well, that's right. And you might have seen the report earlier in the week where the Lord Neuberger, the president of the Supreme Court, was expressing on behalf of the judiciary the fears that they have that the court system will be unable to cope with an increased number of self-represented parties. Because we all know that if people turn up at court themselves and they don't really know what they're doing, then it takes an awful lot longer for the court to deal with them, to make sure that it can understand what their case actually is, and to ensure that they get some justice.
You've been supporting the scheme from Kiel, the Community Legal Companion. How's that been received?
It's been received very well, but what you need to understand, what people need to understand, is that it's not a substitute for legal aid, and it's not a scheme that provides people with legal advice as presently constituted. What it does is it ensures that there's somebody who's had some training who can assist them by accompanying them to court, or by helping them to fill out their application forms, somebody who can provide them with some moral and practical support when they're unable to afford to pay for a professional to do so.
So this person wouldn't necessarily be a full-blown lawyer then?
Absolutely not. Many of them are law students, but many of them are not law students. Many of them are other social science students. They're all people who've got an interest in helping the community, and they're doing this, of course, because it's good experience for them and a valuable service to provide.
Could you see something like this being rolled out across the country?
Well, one would hope so, because it's something which is going a small way towards filling a gap. But if the government is correct, then there are going to be over 500,000 people each year who will no longer receive advice and assistance in areas of family and social welfare law. So that's housing, it's debt, it's benefits, it's family, it's clinical negligence, it's employment. 500,000 people. A scheme like this being offered by Kiel University is great, and it will help some of my clients and some of the clients of other members of the society. But what it won't do is fill that gap. It's an enormous gap.
These changes are coming. They're coming at the start of April.
Yes.
And it's one of those things that where people are being encouraged to adapt, however difficult this may be. If I was to talk to you in 3 months down the line, where do you think we'd be?
I think there will be a number of people who will be regretting the changes. There will be a number of people expressing hardship. There will be more stories in the press about people who have been unable to find advice. I mean, don't forget, this is all happening at the same time as other cuts. So we're seeing huge changes in welfare benefits legislation at the same time that the agencies that can most assist people in understanding that and appealing them won't be around. It's also happening at the same time that the court service are closing their public-facing counters.
But the pot of money is only so big, isn't it, Steve?
It is. And what the government are hoping to do is to save £350 million from the legal aid budget. But the research that's been carried out, and this is independent research carried out more than a year ago, suggests that actually there are going to be a lot of hidden costs here, and it's going to end up costing society far more, both in financial terms and also because of the threat to justice.
All right. Steve, good to talk to you this evening. Thank you.
And you. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Steve Kirwan, Secretary of the North Staffordshire Law Society, on those changes from the start of April. The big budget, the multi-million pound budget set aside by the government to help people pay for legal aid is being cut, which means that some people will now have to pay for their own legal representation, or as we said there, perhaps in some cases, represent themselves in the courtroom.